So if you're thinking about traveling this summer, why don't you do something different? Maybe go retro. Instead of the plane, why not take the train? Let's get all aboard right now as we check in with our travel expert, and that is Anita Thomas from Travel Bags. Morning, Anita. It's time to get on board, huh?
It's time to get on board. And, you know, train rides, you know, bring back some of that nostalgia. You know, it just reminds you of kind of like old time, you know, charm of travel. Because at one point, that was the way that you got from one side of the country to the other.
True. Very true. And a more relaxed way to travel where the trip is as much the vacation as the destination.
It really is. I mean, I like to look at train trips as like a journey. And like you said, I mean, it's kind of the, you know, the stopping at different places and then just the atmosphere on board the train and looking at the scenery, too. I mean, it's really all about the journey. The journey is a trip.
Yeah, and I would think people would say, okay, well, train, where do we go and where do we get it? And there are a lot of different locations and a lot of different scenery. So kind of spool us around the globe and let's see where we go.
Well, you know, that's a really good point because everywhere has a train ride. I mean, it really, really does. And some of them are historic. You know, you can go like historic train rides. Some of them are more modern trains. Some of them are themed. So there really is something out there for whatever your taste is or whatever it is that you want to do. So I found this train ride that's over in Australia. Mm. You have two choices. And actually, it's pretty reasonable. I mean, it may cost you a little bit to get to Australia. But when you get there, the Journey Beyond Rail offers two choices. One of them is called the Gun, G-H-A-N, and it's an all-inclusive epic journey across really the heart of the country. And you can choose between one or two levels of service. The Gold service is really their most popular one and most budget-friendly. But it provides, you know, everything you need. It's all-inclusive with food and beverages. And it really is a favorite because it does include everything. Or you can bump it up and do the Platinum service as well. Then if you want to do something a little different, there's also the Indian Pacific Rowdy, which has two names, of course, of the two oceans that you find there in Australia. And this one goes from east to west. So there are a couple of different itineraries that you can choose from. And, you know, if you've been wanting to go to Australia, this is a great way to maybe tack on something else to a trip that you're going to do that you while you're already there.
Well, you see a lot of countryside with that for sure, and it's a big place.
And that's a good way to see it, too, because, you know, you're inside the train. You have all that luxury, all of that overall charm. So just sit back and see the country from the train.
Right. How about domestically? We have quite a, you know, as you mentioned, railroads. That's what really helped build this country the way it is, connecting one shore to the other. So what about closer to home? What do we have here?
Well, you know, a lot of times we think about, you know, going out west and especially wanting to see that scenery. And Utah is a great place to go, so you don't have to only go there for skiing. You can also go there and replace it with a train journey. And there's the Heber Valley train trip that you can take that's really kind of fun. And this is one that, you know, you can really pile the whole family in. It's a scenic trail that really puts you really in the middle of a lot of scenic things. But what's fun about it is that it has a lot of themed kind of experiences that you can do, too. Sometimes they have fiddlers that come on board. The conductor sometimes might get involved and play a little, you know, bandits and things like that. You know, the Who Did It kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes which makes it kind of, you know, kind of fun. So it's really fun for, you know, for kids, too, if you want to bring the whole family. And if you want to plan for a little bit later, they do the North Pole Express, which is a holiday train they do in November and December. So
that sounds like a lot of fun. I like that.
Yeah, a little bit of fun for everybody.
We're talking with Anita Thomas. She's our travel expert. And, of course, Travel Bags with Anita every other Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll talk more about that in just a second. But we're still traveling on the rails. Where are we going next?
Well, you know, I love Switzerland. I think a lot of people do, too. I mean, because you can get a little bit of everything there. And I found this train trip with a company called Echo Trails. And they have something they call the Swiss Alps Grand Rail Tour. It's a 12-day tour. So if you're going over, you're really going to get a chance to see a lot of cities in Switzerland. And, you know, that's kind of the trend nowadays, too, Bill, is that people are really trying to pack on several different cities because airfare is so expensive. And once you get there, you know, you want to see as much as you can.
Sure.
So this is a great way to do that because, I mean, it goes through, starts in Zurich, it goes to Lucerne, and you get the Matterhorns, you get Mount Pilatus, and then you get St. Moritz. You get a little bit of every, you get Switzerland.
Yeah. In a nutshell, so right? Yeah.
In a nutshell. And you're going by train. So again, you have that, kind of overall experience that really shouts luxury.
And you don't feel rushed. You don't feel like you're being rushed either, because the way you're traveling, like I say, the travel is as much the entertainment as the destinations are.
That's true. That's very true. Very true. And then close by, if you don't want to go too far, you know, there's the Tennessee Valley Railroad, and there are several options that you can do. I mean, of course, a lot of people probably have done it to up to Chattanooga, but also, too, there's the Hiawassee. You can get on there. Etowah, I mean, there's some different routings, some that take you across Ball Mountain and along the Hiawassee River. You can do it half a day. You can do a full day. And those are a lot of fun, too, for the whole family, because you're kind of twisting and turning through areas that you may have driven through, but now you get to ride a train through it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. Any others on the list for today?
Well, you know, I was recently on the Rocky Mountaineer train up in Canada, so I've included that one, too, as one that I can tell you from personal experience that you want to do that one. Those Canadian Rockies are just beautiful, and that train with the dome roof allows you to really see everything. You can see wildlife as you're traveling by, and they have several routings and itineraries too, so you can really check out and see what cities you want to, you know, to check out, and, you know, just do the whole thing.
That's pretty amazing. That's one that I've always wanted to do. I just think that the to see that rugged countryside and see those really big mountains would really be neat, for sure.
It's really, really neat. And, you know, just a last one here, Bill, is, you know, Amtrak. You know, the Crescent Line comes through, stops right here in Gainesville. So you can jump on board and head over to New Orleans. Or you can do some, you know, connecting in other cities if you want to, you know, take the train you know, somewhere further west, like that. So
we keep talking about doing the trip to taking the Crescent to New Orleans at some point. I don't think I'm going to do it where the heat index here is 106, because I know it's going to be warmer there. So I may not do it this time of year, but maybe in the fall might be a lot of fun. That's for sure. All right. So you're back at it again this weekend, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Where are we going? Where are we going to travel?
Well, you know, I'm going to give us a couple of different destinations where you can go and learn a little bit. You know, Juneteenth is coming up. So I had a chance to do the Alabama Civil Rights Trail and had a chance to talk to what I'm calling some of the living legends, people who are still alive that can talk about some of the things that they were involved with that actually got some of the laws that we live by today passed. So I'll include some of those conversations that I had with those folks.
Fascinating. A little travel and a lot of history all wrapped into one. That's you know, I love it when you can put both those together. I like both of those for sure. All right, well, check it out.
I do too.
This Saturday, 1 o'clock right here on WDUN. And, of course, if you're looking for a great place to get away, maybe a little beach time, check out Sapelo Island Beach Houses and Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. They bring us Anita each and every week, and we always love to hear from her and love to be booked there at Sapelo. Beautiful place for sure, and talk about some history there. There's some good history there as well. It like goes way back.
Definitely history. No trains, but definitely history.
But you get to ride the ferry, so there's that.
Yeah.
You do get to take a boat ride.
Definitely that.
All right. Well, best to you and Doc Bill, and we look forward to hearing from you this weekend, Anita.
All right. Thanks a lot. Right. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.